This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly. Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's every Billy's joke from this week.
Bill, I don't know whether you listen to the show much, but Bill finishes every show we do with a joke.
And some of them are absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, they
and
are.
There's been a couple that have made me laugh out loud.
Only a couple.
Probably two.
Yeah, and that's over 10 years. So here's an example, as we say goodbye to the Rush Hour family members, of a really poor joke from Bill.
Tell you what, Jim, I get tired of being judged for going bald, okay? So I went out and bought a cheap wig. It was a small price to pay.
Oh.
Did you get that, Reps?
Oh.
It was a small price to pay.
By your horrific Monday standards, that's poor. So this is what I deal with.
And you're saying I've brought the show down.
Okay. Actually, now that I listen to that.
I reckon I'm a superstar.
You're an
after
Acura Award winner compared to that garbage. Rebs then hits a song. So this, let me explain this to you. For years we had Plastic Bertrand, Ça plat pour moi.
Yes,
because we needed to lift the show back up again after. Yeah. But what we then found was a song called Woolly Bully.
So
Rebs has then got the choice of playing Plastic, which is means the joke is good,
yes,
or Woolly Bully, which means the joke is
and
bad.
And Rebs has the final vote.
He has the final vote. And for me, he plays Plastic way too often.
Ah, okay. Well, I'd be upset if I heard Plastic today.
Oh, I had a little chuckle again.
Oh, see, this is what he does. This is what he does, the top line.
What am I working
and
with?
And our family members are headless on the back of us.
Everyone needs a lift on a Monday.
Not bad, the top lot.
That was a shocker. I'm out of here. In fact, I'm busy tomorrow.
I am. Maddie Haywood has picked out five of the worst jokes Bill's ever told, and that is a task in itself.
Are we still doing this?
Because the jokes often are poor. But this one, apparently, I haven't heard it yet, but Rabs tells me it's one of his absolute worst.
Mm-hmm.
You can take this into your Tuesday night.
A man was found dead in Footscray last night, Jim. Unusually, he was found to have a Weet-Bix in his bottom. Police are now looking for a serial killer.
Oh, my God.
Could have been.
So you're getting
Cocoa
the,
Pops.
I'm getting the vibe. If I hear Sam Powell pull along, I'll be cross.
Unusual. No, you won't be getting Plastic today.
No, Plastic.
It's not possible for Plastic. That's it.
Sort of suck the air out
Sam
of the place,
the Sham
it?
And the Pharaohs. But we just have to do a top lot. So I get in those big hands at the footy. Big plastic hands. At the American football.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you're going to have. There we are. That shows that we're not missing him.
No.
At all.
Oh.
Yes. So we go from hilarity and ha-ha and really sort of high spirits to a replay of one of Bill's worst ever jokes.
Oh, do we?
My wife said that I can think of 14 reasons why I should leave you, plus your obsession with tennis. I said, that's 15, love.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
So where do you go with that?
Well, I just don't know. I just don't know.
I love the look on Bridget's face when it occurs to her how bad they are. Like, you just actually can't believe it, can you?
I actually can't believe that you would put that to me. With all honesty.
I'm giving it Plastic because it's better than the photo he loaded up today.
Well, we do need to get the show back up. We can't leave it at that low note.
That is a shocker. Mind you, they were the five words, so let's go. To be fair.
Yeah, exactly. Our expectations are low.
Yes.
Greg Page on tomorrow.
Well, it feels like an elephant.
Now, we do the joke. Tomorrow, by the way, make sure you're listening because we are going to resurrect, on behalf of a magnificent broadcasting week from the top flight, we're going to resurrect a joke that I think might be the greatest Bill's ever told.
Mm. Oh, good one.
So you can look forward to that. That's for tomorrow.
Oh, God, that about time.
This one won't be anywhere near as good.
Oh, tell you what, Jimmy boy, I'm sick of driving up and back to Melbourne. Had enough of it, and it was a slow trip home yesterday to Geelong. Guess what happened?
What happened?
A truck loaded with Vicks Vapor Rub overturned on the highway, Jim. Police reported there was no congestion for 8 hours.
Yeah, so the joke...
Actually, probably went the other way.
The joke bit...
I don't know what to do.
What is no that? Congestion for 8 hours.
So that would mean you go quicker.
Yeah, yes, it would. I just worked that out.
What is that?
Well, I added something to my joke and then I realised it was probably...
That's just a train wreck.
I tell you what, it was a quick trip home to Geelong yesterday.
She laughed.
I know.
You got a chuckle up.
That actually was quite funny. All right. I like that joke. Well done, Billy.
That can only mean... Here we are.
Yes.
It was funny and Bill didn't realise.
No.
Over a million people have seen that photo.
Offset belly button. When I work around Australia, people come up to me all the time and go, "What's wrong with Bill?" And I go, "Mate, how long have you got?" And they go, "His jokes are horrific."
Yeah, they're not good.
But they always say, except for one.
One.
The brick joke.
The brick joke.
The brick joke is the only one everyone says I actually laughed at.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
So I don't think you've heard this.
No, we've got to go out in a high, don't
but
we?
But we're going out in a high after your amazing week of broadcasting. Yeah. So enjoy Fats Back Monday, the only decent joke he's ever told.
Jimmy Boy, three children named Feather, Droplet and Brick went to their mother to ask why they were named so. Oh, no. Feather went to his mother and said, "Mother, why is my name Feather?" Mother said, "Because when you were born, a feather fell on your forehead." Ah, fair enough. Droplet went to his mother and asked, "Mum, why is my name Droplet? Because when you were born, a water droplet fell on your forehead."
Yes.
Droplet's happy enough with that, Jim.
Yes.
Oh. When Droplet went away, Brick shuffled up to his mother and said, "Well, why
seriously?"
That's terrible. Poor old Brick, Jim.
Can you hear idiot raps? No. That's what actually makes it funny.
I lost it.
He started laughing before the joke even began.
As did Bill. Yeah. Poor old Brick.
He'd had a brick drop.
No,
yes, you got it?
Yeah,
no, he was a newborn baby. That's why.
Anyway, on that cheery note, yes. Top Light, good to see you.
Oh, yes, definitely worth the sand band.
Thank you very much, Bridge.
Well done, Bridge.
Thank you for having me.
Good work. Oh, my goodness.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.